Republicans who control the state legislature are moving forward with plans to shift control away from the office of Democratic Governor-elect Tony Evers. The GOP proposals, debated at a lengthy and heated public hearing Monday, also include measures that critics say would make it harder for some people to vote. As WUWM's Angelina Mosier-Salazar reports, the measures next head to the floor of the legislature.
Monday's public hearing went late into the night. The Joint Committee on Finance heard first from the Legislative Reference Bureau and Legislative Fiscal Bureau, each one answering pointed questions from the members of the committee. Then the panel handed the floor over to public testimony, which went on for more than 4 hours. In an effort to keep the hearing moving along, despite the outburst from protesters outside and inside the committee room, the committee co-chairman, Republican Representative John Nygren of Marinette, kept a tight rein on proceedings.
If I have to make this clear, I will do it again. Any disruptions, and I have the ability to clear the room.
The reason for the outcry? GOP bills were proposed late Friday, which Democratic lawmakers and other critics view as a power grab by the Republican-led legislature. One measure proposes to move the 2020 presidential primary from April to March, separating it from the spring elections, a change which would cost about $7 million and has drawn opposition from nearly every county election official. Critics say the move would be designed solely to give conservative state Supreme Court Justice Daniel Kelly a better chance of winning re-election. Here's how Milwaukee County Clerk George Christensen reacted to that idea.
The changes included in this bill, especially moving the presidential primary to March, not only have the potential to compromise the integrity and efficacy of our entire election process, but also vastly increases the election costs.
Christensen says not only would the change be costly, but also ineffective.
It's just going to result in a tremendous amount of voter confusion. I don't believe that this is going to help Republicans. I don't believe it's going to help Democrats. It's going to make our voters angry, and I would encourage you to oppose this. Thank you.
Another GOP proposal would scale back the number of days communities could offer early voting. Critics argue the proposal to restrict early voting could generate even more cost because a state is sure to face a legal challenge if it passes. Joint Finance Co-Chair Nygren expressed his opinion on the issue. He says early voting does discriminate against people, but people in smaller communities, ones that can't afford multiple early voting sites and dates.
So people are asking what our thoughts are here. I can just tell you from my perspective, it's a fairness issue. And I've had constituents say to me, why should Milwaukee have all this availability to vote when I've got one day a week for a half a day to go in and early vote? So it's not about race. It's about the size of the resources, size of the community versus rural. So, I mean, you could actually make the reverse argument that it's discriminatory to smaller communities. Discriminatory to smaller communities that don't have the same resources to be able to provide early voting.
Another bill Republicans are proposing would shift the balance of power from the executive branch to the legislature. The measure would weaken the Attorney General's office by allowing Republican legislative leaders to intervene in cases and hire their own attorneys, even in some cases replace the Attorney General. Democratic State Senator John Erpenbach of Middleton warned of the potential consequences.
We are like more than quadrupling the amount of lawyers that are going to be walking around this building in secret, doing secret work, representing the state legislature in who knows what. I'm going to plead with you guys. You don't want to go down this road.
Some critics of the GOP bill sum them up as an effort by Republicans to grab power from Democratic Governor-elect Tony Evers and to ignore the voices of voters who picked Democrats for all the statewide offices in last month's elections. Republicans defend the measures as a way to balance power among the branches of government and say they've been considering the changes for some time. The proposals head next to the floor of the legislature. If approved there, Republican Governor Walker has indicated he's likely to sign them into law. Angelina Mosier-Salazar, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.